FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Wait, let me sit down. Hello, are we on?
Listen, Ben, we've had an email.
Who from?
From Pete.
Oh, okay, this is a bit soon. I've only just arrived.
Something's happened, Ben.
Oh.
Something's happened, Ben, and we need to talk about it. Have you read the email?
Have you
read the email, Ben?
Not properly. I glanced at it.
Ben, something's happened.
Is he all right?
Pete's fine, Ben.
Oh, that's good news.
You'd think so.
Yeah. Well, why? What?
It's his friend Steve, Ben.
Who's Steve?
Steve.
Who is Steve?
What?
Who's Steve?
Who's Steve? Steve is Pete's friend.
Okay.
All right?
Well, he's a friend of us, then. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah. Friend of Pete's.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, it doesn't really rhyme, does it? No, the other one doesn't really rhyme either, but...
Yeah, offending need is offending deed.
Oh, yeah, that does rhyme. A friend of Pete's is a friend...
You see, if
who's neat.
The thing is, if
that's not bad.
If society, if wider society reflected our belief that Steve is our friend because he's Pete's friend, we'd be a better country for it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a Brexit I can get behind.
No, Ben, let's not get into politics too early, my friend. We've got a long night ahead of us, and we've got to talk about that at quite some length. We're going to be talking about what the hell is going on. But before that, Ben, let me read you this email. Gentlemen, says Pete. Very classy.
Yes.
Really classy.
Of course.
Gentlemen, just to let you know that I'm still here and listening.
God, thank God for that.
Well, also, yeah, thank God for that, but also, a bit creepy.
Why?
A bit scary.
For him
let
or
me
for
read
us?
It. Let me read it again to you. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, I'm still here and listening.
Well, that could be interpreted that way from that tone, but what about this one? Upbeat, please.
Gentlemen, just to let you know, I'm still here and listening.
Exactly. You know, but you inject a bit of Steve Marriott into it, we're all friends again.
The problem is, Ben, we've got no idea of tone, have we? Or, you know, voice or...
I read the Daily Mail that way.
In what way?
That chirpy way.
Do you?
Therefore, it's less sinister.
Oh, look, front page says, it's the end of the world again. Just to let you know, I'm still here and listening as much as possible to the shindig. With Christmas on the horizon, it's a busy time of year for me. Also, for my... I'm sorry.
You're all right.
I'm sorry, Ben. I said friend. I don't mean friend. It's his brother.
Oh.
It's Pete's brother.
Shouldn't you play
and
the
a brother of Pete's.
He's a
brother of ours. That's
mine.
Right. Yeah. His brother, Steve, has broken his leg, Ben. Not just once.
Oh.
Not just twice. Three times. No, twice. He's broken his leg in two places. So I've been helping him out where I can, says Pete. Any chance of a get well shout out for Steve, please, Ben? And in your finest way, could you please just shout out?
I'm not going to shout it. I'm going to show. I know that doesn't work on radio, but...
It doesn't work on radio, Ben. So can we do this in two phases, please? Number one,
okay.
Let's do what Pete asks us.
Yeah.
A get well shout for Steve, please.
Get well!
That's for you.
Steve!
That's I'm glad you added the name because we had no idea. Oh, I knew you were going to shout it, but I wasn't expecting so much intensity. Coffee of the week. Ben's Ventilati of the week with two sugars right here. What does it say on the side, Ben?
Steve.
It says Steve. That's what we could do for you, Steve. That's what we do on the Shindig Breakfast Show. That's how we look after Pete's brother. Because a brother of Pete's is a brother
of
ours.
Starbucks.
Shindig.
Shindig.
Shindig. So, Ben, what else have we got in the Steve special show this morning? Because, of course, we're not the kind of people, Ben, just to do one little, hello,
no.
Steve, hope you get well soon, mate.
Well,
we're the kind of people to commit an entire show to.
Not them. Just that, Marv. I've gone into a fine coffee establishment tonight and given them a fake name, but it was more of a dedication to Steve.
It's a dedication to Steve.
I went in there and told a total stranger that my name is Steve. We're all Steve.
Let me ask you this, Ben. When you said, what name is it, mate? And you went, Steve, did you... Get into the mindset of having a leg broken in two places, Ben.
I did walk out like Don Brennan.
Did you?
Yes.
All right. The other thing, Ben, we're doing this morning is playing music just by people called Steve. So I ask you, Ben, for the first time this morning, would you like to listen to Stevie Wonder, the Steve Miller Band, C6 Steve, Steve Earle, Steve Winwood, or Steve Harley of Cockney Rebel?
Steve Winwood, please.
Steve Winwood to open the show, Ben. All right, very exciting. Here we go. Never thought this would happen.
Oh, wait.
We are opening the show with Steve Winwood.
I didn't mean that.
This is for you, Steve.
I thought it was the Spencer Davis group.
This is for you, Pete's
Hello?
Brother, Steve.
I thought it was the Spencer Davis group.
Standing there with her hands in her
Although my temperature is rising, got my feet on the floor. Crazy people rocking because they wanted some more. Let me in bed. Well, I feel so good. Everything's getting higher. You better take it easy because this place is on fire. Been a hot... I'm so glad you made it. So glad you made it. So glad you... Give me some loving. Give me some loving. Give me some loving. Every day. Y'all, this is the Shindig Rebbe Show here on FCO Radio. Boom. We're back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the Steve week. Oh, Steve, we're going to be talking more about your broken bloody leg. And Pete, thanks for getting in touch. Always nice to hear from you, mate. But let's move on for now.
Because we had nothing. We had nothing for this week's show.
Oh, no, Ben, I've got things. I've got things. Oh, yeah, I've got things. Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't know if you've heard that. We've got all that coming up. What else have we got coming up in the show?
Well, Marv, we've got all the usual favourites. We've got the Steve pick of the week.
That's right.
We've got the Steve that's just playing around.
That's right.
We've got the Steve review at midday.
Uh-huh.
We've got the quiz.
Yeah.
We've got
the Steve buffer. Quiz, Ben. The Steve quiz.
Yeah. We've got the buffer.
That's right.
We've got the Steve review.
Yeah.
And we are live, people, live from a car park in North Manchester with a guy called Steve.
That's right, Ben. And a very exciting afternoon we're all looking forward to.
El Clásico.
El Clásico. It's back. Finally, after all this time, it's back.
Well, one year. We played it last season.
This should be one that we win, right?
Yeah.
Not to label it, Ben. None of us like a label
the
at bottom FC
United. Of the bottom of the league and they've conceded about 41 goals.
Really should be winning this one. You know, you go in the pre-season, you're looking at the fixture list and you're doing your maths and you're going, right, these are the ones we've got to win. Got to win that one. Got to win that one. Got to win that one. That's a three-pointer, Ben. That is in the bag.
So today, Bradford Park Avenue are the visitors to the Broadhurst. We'll be covering it live in about an hour and a half's time. And we're also going to be hearing from Swamper on Red Rebel Radio. He's back in a month.
Oh.
Yeah, he's coming back.
How long for?
Forever.
What?
Yeah.
I thought he was moving to China forever.
Nope.
What happened? No, never mind Shindig. What happened?
He was always going for that long.
What?
Yeah. He didn't let it be known until he'd had all his leaving gifts, his 15 leaving parties, his farewell tour with the radio,
and
all these football grounds. He didn't let it be known until he'd left, and then he went... I'll be back on December the 9th.
Shindig! Very long.
I have been stuck in my bedroom all day, Marv. Fridays.
Every Friday.
Fridays are my new days.
It's the wrong day to record for us.
Why?
Because
this is great.
You're being so intense, Ben.
No, this is great because I'm wired. Mm. And I've got Steve's coffee here.
Good old Steve.
Just to say, let's start with Fashion Week, okay? So, welcome to the Shindig Breakfast Show, and it's now time for fashion.
You've done the same thing as you previously.
Yeah, I've come dressed as Backstage Crew.
Tech
like
Crew,
last,
yeah.
Whereas you've, Mav, come dressed as Mumford & Sons. All six of them.
I'm not dressed as Mumford & Sons.
Are you moving to Portland? Have you decided?
Lovely. Red and black flannel lumberjack shirt, Ben.
Button up right to the top.
No, it's not.
Geek.
I can do if you want. Look at this. Here you go. Get that guy. Oh. Shall I put the collar flush against my neck? Shall I do that?
I'll let you into a little secret, dear listener. There's a lot of animosity sometimes.
How about if I roll one sleeve up?
No. There's a lot of animosity when I come in sometimes because, you know, I've had a bad day and I come in and Marv's had a bad day too and we clash immediately and then Marv goes, right, we better go on air, and then it's all lovely and romance and
fake.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And fake.
Yeah, fake.
But today I was genuinely annoyed with Marv as soon as I saw him because he's had a haircut, he's lost weight and he's wearing what can only be described as I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
You're the only friend in my life that exists in this form. Marv's lost some weight, he's had a haircut, he's bought himself a new shirt. Awful. All of the above. You know, just so you know, the normal reaction that people make, Ben, is, God, you're doing well losing so much weight. Thank you. Or, oh, your new haircut looks nice. Thank you. Or, Ben, nice new shirt. Thank you very much. I appreciate not all of them mean it, Ben. All right? I appreciate...
Has that happened today?
Huh?
Has any of that
happened? I'm wearing this to work. Who wears this to work,
Ben? Why wouldn't you wear it to work, Mav?
Because it's not a work shirt.
You're frightened.
What ties have I got?
You're frightened that you...
If I've got a red lumberjack tie that I... Carry it right off. Carry it right off, Ben. you know, can't carry things right off at the moment.
Steve.
Steve, that's right. Oh, Steve. I remember when we were just a couple of nippers just running around Grandad's back garden.
Who are you talking to?
You'd chase after the apples falling from the tree while I'd be kind of just generally hobbling after you.
This is creeper.
Because obviously when I was a kid, I had the broken leg and you were the mighty horse.
Very creeper.
My steed. But you can run no more, Steve. You can no longer gallop. You can't jump over those fences. You can't eat that apple. Oh, the sugar cube. Because you know what, Steve? In your prime, mate, in your prime, thoroughbred, yeah, you would win every derby. You would smash the records wide open, Steve, with your beautiful, long, horse-like legs. Like a pony. Like my little strong pony. Like my little strong pony, baby. Oh, Steve. Now you know more, mate. You've broken your leg not once, not twice, not even three times, 52 times.
Twice?
Just twice.
Yeah.
Twice, Steve. Two solid breaks to the leg. You might say two solid breaks on your future, mate, but you know what? Chin up, Chief, all right? It's a long road ahead. I mean, what are you? Like, I don't know, 42-ish? For sake of argument?
That wasn't in the email, was
no,
it,
Claire? We don't know. Let's say 42, just for the sake of argument. You've got a long road ahead, mate. All right, you've got your other leg. Think about that. Careful with it. Don't break that one twice. We don't want four breaks on two legs in the same 7 days. All right, you're 42. Got to look after yourself, Chief, all right? You know, maybe cut out the alcohol. Maybe have a salad every couple of days, because clearly your leg's kind of giving way now, so...
Are you confusing Steve with Desert Orchid? Is that what's just happened? Because if he is a horse and he's broke his leg, someone's going to have to shoot him. Because that's what happens.
Steve, got some dark news for you, mate. If you can't run the derby this weekend, we've got a shotgun.
And they do that tarpaulin thing.
We've got the tarpaulin, Steve. Yeah.
Very dark.
Not afraid to use it. I don't want to, Steve. I want to see you ride on and ride strong. Like the beauteous black beauty. The most beautiful of the black beauties. The blackest of all the black beauties. Steve will ride on like the Magnificent Seven. Steve! Oh, and that's how you do Get Well, Steve.
Well, there you go.
That's how you do it.
So if you're not better by the morning, then something's gone horribly wrong. You're basically taking our goodwill and throwing it back in our face, Steve.
Do you know when you go to the doctors and you're feeling a little under the weather and it's a bit early days, so they kind of say to you, well, we don't, you know, it's...
Placebo it out, will you?
You know,
yeah.
Tell you what, you know, go home, take some ibuprofen. If it's not better in 2 days' time, come back to me and we'll have another look. You know that kind of advice, yeah? That's fairly standard advice. No, I'm not having a going at that advice. Sometimes it's absolutely appropriate, Ben. In fact, the majority of times it's absolutely appropriate. What I'm suggesting, Ben, is rather than saying, go and take some ibuprofen, we set up a GP surgery where people come in, give their first names at the counter, they come into the room, I do that at them and say, if you're not feeling better in 2 days, come back and we'll have another look at you.
I think it'd be nice.
People would feel motivated, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
A little freaked out.
Yeah, especially with that red shirt on.
Especially with the red shirt and haircut combo.
Yeah. Ooh. Are you from Mumford & Sons? Why are you singing to me?
So, this is the Shindig Breakfast Show. Got a special quiz coming up later for Ben. It's a new format, Ben. I've come up with a new quiz format.
What's the format? Is it a list?
I'm not going to tell you now, but a new exciting format for the Shindig Breakfast Show. Maybe, Ben, for the future Shindig Breakfast shows. I'm still trying to find a format which is not only easy to do in the preparation for the show, but it works as a feature, Ben.
Matters arising from last week's show, we obviously discussed a birthday organisation. Just wondering, where are you up to?
Mm. Thanks for bringing it up, Ben. Didn't realise we actually made it onto the agenda. Thought we were just still introductions, but fine. No, let's go on. How am I getting on? Well, it's been... The logistics of getting the kind of finer requirements put into place has been, I mean, it's under man, you know, it's happening, but the
Have you been to Greg's yet to put the order in? Pound Bakery.
I hold my hands up if there's no
cake.
Cake. That's what I was supposed to get. Cake. Yeah, I've got it. Yes, fine.
It's in the bag, yeah?
Yeah, it's in the bag.
Okay, yeah. So that's sorted. Email to all the DJs?
Yeah, that's in... It's been... you know in Demolition Man? Where
underrated film.
God, yeah. Where they put...
especially the eyeball thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm. They... he's then, and then he's then, and it's like a thing, like a stasis.
That's Looper.
You know Looper?
Mm-hmm.
When Stasis is on an email.
That's not Looper. That's something else.
You know you've got mail?
Yes.
You
big
know,
fan.
And
very underrated film.
And they're in... No, it's not.
Why did you make it?
And they're in...
Why? Well, you didn't have to make that film.
The internet had just been born. Has anyone heard of email? What's that? Let's write a rom-com. That's what happens. Same thing happened with Pedloads.
I remember that one at Centre Parks when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were big then.
Lots of Pedloads?
Yeah.
You mean popular or actually large?
Do I mean Pedaloos or Pedalos? I always get the two mixed up.
Great game. Okay, you listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show. We should probably be talking about something at this point. I'll tell you what, we'll do a... how's your week been, Ben?
All started off on Saturday, Marv, when we got beat by Gloucester City, even though Marv assured us all that Gloucester were going to win. Gloucester actually did win.
Shame.
I think that means that Marv is now some kind of betting maestro, a bit like Ray Winston on those adverts where he somehow miraculously guesses what the score's going to be at half time and puts you the odds underneath them. That's what Marv's turned into now.
4-1, 4-1. It's going to finish 4-1, 4-1.
And then after that, Marv, I went home in disappointment. And Sunday, what did I do on Sunday? Where did I go on Sunday, Marv? I did nothing on Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What a treat for you. A little treat.
I did something. Oh, I just walked round. And then on Monday, I didn't
know. Oh, no, hang on, Ben. Let's just pause on Sunday for a second. And what did I do, Marv? What happened there on Sunday? I just walked around. Crackers, Ben. Carry on.
And then on Tuesday, Marv, I watched around for 2 days. And then on Tuesday, Marv, I went to FC United youth team match against Carlisle United. We did the commentary with myself, Stephen Wood, and Brian was back.
Get in.
Oh, it was brilliant.
How was Brian?
Lovely.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's been on a cruise.
Oh, delightful. Yeah. Tom Cruise?
No.
Tony Cruise?
A boat.
Penelope Cruise?
No, a boat.
I don't know anyone called a boat.
So that commentary went down well. Carlisle United fans tweeting in, going, "Oh, you're great!
You guys are hilarious!
You're great! Yeah, you're much better than Alan Green." And we went, "Is that a compliment?" Wednesday did nothing. Thursday interviewed a load of people.
Ben, that's not true. On Wednesday, on Thursday. Sorry, carry on Thursday. Yeah,
on Thursday interviewed a load of people.
You got angry on Thursday night, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I watched The Apprentice.
Got really angry, didn't you? I mean, you rarely text me these days now that we're in our 30s and you're a father and I'm a waster, but. Let's just pause on Thursday night for a second, because you texted me pretty angry.
I did.
Why were you so angry at The Apprentice this Thursday?
Because I felt like it was... Because FC United's done a very successful crowdfunding campaign recently to get a new kitchen. I think it raised about 50 grand or something in about a month and a half. And FC United, regardless of what you think about everything that's got into the ground over the past couple of years, the crowdfunder, I think, was one of the great things that we've done over the last couple of years. It was lovely. Not the cabin crowdfunder, the kitchen crowdfunder.
What was wrong with the cabin one?
It was a reach. No one was in the mood at that point. The kitchen, that was great, and there was loads of prizes. SC Radio gave away commentaries, remember. We had a load of people come in to commentate who paid the way on, and, God bless them all for all that money that they raised.
Of course, that's how it works with Swampy and Brian all the years.
It's a beautiful thing, crowdfunder. It's really great.
So, and what's your point?
I didn't like the way somebody like Alan Sugar comes into crowdfunder and goes, "Oh, this is a new thing," right? The thing is that it's not just Alan Sugar. He's not come alone. He's joined by people like Karen Brader, who's there, with no shame on her face. Mm. No facial expression whatsoever. And then a load of other people who are really, really rubbish and horrible people. They came along too. And they're there talking to this gospel group. And you think to yourself, oh, this is really horrible.
All right, guys, this is what I want. I want you guys singing. I want you guys dancing. And I want you to take a video of the pavement. All right, thanks.
And while the other group...
I've been JD.
While the other, the other group are filming a guy miming driving around, running people over in the middle of Waterloo train station.
Wouldn't you just love to have been in the room when that gets discussed? So... All right, guys, what I'm thinking is, let's brainstorm, creative brainstorm. Right, what I'm thinking is, miming. Everyone likes miming. Everyone bloody loves miming, right? So miming,
Paris
driving a car. What, sorry?
Is it Paris 1926?
Good idea, Ben. What? Paris 1926. Thank you. You see, someone's on board, guys. Let's all get on board. Yeah, I'm miming driving. I'm miming driving. I'm in a station. I'm miming driving. There's other people miming, just wandering around. Maybe they're cycling. Maybe they're cycling because we're doing bikes. So, I'm in a car, I knock someone over, they fall to the ground, I laugh hysterically about it because they're dead now, and then they all go up and dance. Thoughts? That's right, it is the best idea.
The thing is about that product, it made no sense to me, because... right, so you've got the guy going around Waterloo running over people in mime. It's just a mime, it's harmless fun, it's just a mime.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing that, and at the same time, they've created an advert... where a woman's talking about her husband getting knocked over and injured by a car. Really serious, kind of, you know, every minute, every second I clip my finger. That kind of tone.
It was quite heavy, wasn't it, I thought, yeah.
So you got that. And then this old guy running people over using mime.
Ben, let me just remind you at this point that what you're describing here won.
I know.
What world are we living in?
And it was a product where basically it was sending out the wrong message. Firstly, it was rubbish. Turn the lights off. You're like going, is that Kit? Is that Kit in the distance? What's that red light there? You wouldn't think it was a guy on a bike. And secondly, put a bloody high-vis jacket on. Oh, you know, my husband doesn't like wearing it. Well, that's his problem. Balls to him. Ludicrous. And what was the other one? Headphones. Great. Where will technology go to next?
Really get to the point of why those headphones were so incredible.
What? Why were they?
They're easy to wear,
right? So right. Are headphones.
Like headphones, though. Yeah. And you can talk to, you know, you can hear sounds like people's conversations, right? Like other headphones. Got it. What else have you got? You know, unless they make me a cup of tea, I've got headphones. Thank you.
And what were the rewards about? Oh, yeah. You can get like a strap.
A utility belt, Ben. It was a utility belt.
Right. I wouldn't pay £5 for Batman's utility belt. What on earth is that for?
Listen, Lord Sugar, we gave away the utility belt to too much lower price, but, you know, the team worked well. I'm JD. It's my fault.
And all he was doing was... Poor JP. All he was doing...
Relax, everybody, relax.
Fuck him out going... It's all right, calm down.
Still, my favourite bit of the entire series will be him in week one going, will you please just shut up? I mean, it's a shame that he's gone. I mean, Ben, you're right, it was...
And the filming on that camera, it was so... why is she still in it? She's there with an iPad, right, filming, not the people singing, but the crowd reaction from 4 miles away. She's there like that. And then she goes, well, it's got no zoom on it. Is it plugged into something? Why do you walk around with it then? Have you not watched NYPD Blue? Cameras move.
Do you know, it's so endlessly frustrating. And I find myself in that point of going...
And she's a social media expert. What the hell are these people doing?
Like, it's so hard to understand, isn't it? Like, do you watch it kind of... Maybe, Ben... We are just exceptionally creative people.
No.
You know, you kind of get people in the process that say things like, I'm a creative one, Lord Sugar, you know? I'm not a numbers guy, I'm not this. But then, I really don't think that's the case, Ben.
We open the show talking about our birthday celebrations because we all know what's going to happen. It's going to get to the 18th and we'll have organised nothing. Oh, and then we'll send an email that day and go,
happy birthday, everyone.
Kind regards. That thing we said last week is a joke. That's actually what's going to happen.
Chantel didn't get mentioned last week.
Neither did Mike Noon, who does...
There you go. Yeah. So we're just cleaning house, everyone.
And we never said Neil Boo.
Yeah, we did, surely.
We didn't.
You give me a face like he's mentioned it to you.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was a dangerous game to play. Someone was going to get missed off, and we lost only 3 out of around about 60 to 70 volunteers.
And some generals would take that. They'd take that ratio.
You know, I'm not saying they're my least favourite 3. If I had to name my least favourite 3, all right, let's be honest, it would probably be...
Stevie
you.
D.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's got awkward very quickly. Oh.
Doe?
No, I like Doe. He's in my top 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, even with the kazoo thing?
Yeah. Josh Dyson, bottom 3. Just... What's he for?
He does TV commentary.
He's like, oh, I'm so young and enthusiastic and keen and happy to help and enjoying what I'm doing. All right, Josh.
Tone it down.
When you're in your mid-30s with a beard, right, and you got some grey hair going on and a bit of a belly on you, we'll welcome you back with open arms, Chief. Until then, tone it down, Joshy boy, tone it down. Number 3, Ben, on my list. Number 3 of my least favourite all-time FC UM radio DJs.
Dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game, isn't it?
Swamper?
Yeah, no. Pace. God. Bloody Pace. Oh, with his interesting, eclectic taste of music and his enthusiasm in the early days to get us up and running. Ah, Pace. Oh, I'm happy to help, Mom, and do whatever you like. All right, why don't you come on to Bare Necessities? Okay, I will. It was really good. Thank you, Pace.
Steve Wood keeps coming up to me every match now. Not to talk about football or anything. He goes, I'd like to see the Bare Necessities back. That's not his voice. I'd like to see... Okay, that's not his voice either. I'd like to see the Bare Necessities back.
Yeah, I want to see the Bare Necessities back. Is it like that?
Bit like that, yeah. And I'm like, no,
He's
mate.
He's done one.
Never coming back.
Right, so let's probably move on with the show. It's 1:30 something. It's the Shindig Special Steve Show. The SSSS.
Oh, that was...
Lucky.
Lucky, very lucky.
Very lucky, yeah. It turns out. So it's time for our second Steve Song of the Morning, Ben. Let me ask you again. Would you like Stevie Wonder, Steve Miller Band, C6 Steve, Steve Earle, or Steve Harley Cockney Rebel, or Steve Winwood?
Steve Winwood.
Okay, here we go. It's the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester for the second time, surprisingly, so far this morning. Valerie by Steve Winwood. Standing there with her hands in her hair. I can't help remember just when she touched me. There's still no face here. You're not playing the whole thing. Jazz on a summer's day. Can we do this?
Yeah, good, you can.
You want to play this whole thing again? You didn't like it first time. Now she can't be that one. So, Ben, here's the new quiz format. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you 2 lists, Ben.
Are you confident this will go in the podcast this week?
No.
No.
I'm going to... give you, this is why we do it on the actual show.
Yeah, okay.
So the real listeners have to put up with it.
Yeah.
And the selective podcast people that don't like the music we pick. You get to choose whether they get to hear it or not. All right?
Audio Boom, Ben and Marv, look it up.
So I'm going to read you 2 lists, Ben.
Yes.
And the lists are comprised of things like, let's say, kinds of table, for example. And some are real kinds of table and others are tables that I've made up.
Yeah.
And your job is to identify the real tables and the fake tables.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to time you to get to 10 correct answers each time. I've got big lists.
Really, yeah.
Okay. And when we've got both those lists done, we're going to add those 2 times together, Ben. And we're going to play the final round.
Yeah.
And the final round, Ben,
mm-hmm.
is if you've got, like, say, I don't know, your 2 times that would add up to 52, let's say as an example, you're going to have to use sporting records in order to get to the number 52.
Yeah.
So, for example, you might say, to get to 52, you might say, the number of times that Andy Murray's won Wimbledon, which is 2.
Yeah.
The number of times that blah, 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 and so on and so forth, and you get to 52 and you've won, Ben. That's the game. Right, you ready for round... right, first, Ben, you have to pick between... You ready?
Yeah.
You're going to do both these, but just in order you'd rather do it. You can either do sexual positions, Ben, or UK rivers.
Let's go with the rivers first.
Let's do rivers first. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to read your names.
Okay.
And you're going to say true, because that's the name of a true river.
Yeah.
Or you're going to say false, because that's one I've made up.
Okay.
And by the time you've got to 10 correct answers, Ben, I want you to keep count of how many correct answers you've got.
Yeah.
And say when you've got to 10. I'm going to stop the clock and we'll move on.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, begin. UK Rivers, the monkey.
No.
Correct. The Quailsbury.
Yes.
Incorrect. The Wampool.
Yes.
It is a river, yeah. The Marron.
Yes.
It is a river. The Flange.
Yes.
It's not a river. Not a river. The Calder.
Yes.
Correct. The Mint.
Yes.
Correct. The Longlegs.
No.
Correct answer. The Green Gopher.
No.
Correct answer. The Stour.
Yes.
Correct answer. The Dower.
Have I got to get 10?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10.
All right, stop the clock. 34 seconds, Ben. Write down the number 34, and we'll go back to zero on the clock, and we'll move on to sexual positions, Ben.
Yeah.
These are from the Kama Sutra, Ben, or ones I've made up, mate.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So these are actual Kama Sutra sexual positions, or ones that I've made up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3. Remember, count to 10. 3, 2, 1. Begin. Missionary.
Yes.
Correct. The electric slide.
No.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. That is a position.
Oh, is it?
Yep. The Southern Molly.
Yes.
No, that's incorrect. The joystick joyride.
No.
That is one. Oh, you're doing badly at this list. The screaming banshee.
No.
Correct answer. Corpus Christi.
No.
Correct answer. That's what I made up. All Hail Caesar.
No.
Correct answer. Bandolier.
No.
No, that is one, I'm afraid. The Richard Gere.
No.
That's correct. The 69.
Yes.
Mixing the berries.
What, merry? No.
Correct answer, Ben. Rowing his boat.
Yeah. No.
Incorrect. Oh. The octopus.
What's that? No.
Incorrect, that is one.
Wow.
Brad's Pitt.
No.
Correct. The Hotel Babylon.
Yes.
That's not right.
Oh, that's a shame.
The Passion Pretzel.
There's all kinds of things going on there. Yes.
Correct answer. On the Edge.
Yes.
Correct answer.
Stop the clock.
Oh, stop the clock. That was a longer one. All right.
I was having fun, that's why. That's
72 seconds it took to get to that. So what's your total time?
Oh, God. Right. 106.
106, Ben, right. You've got the duration of a song. To use sporting records, Ben.
Oh, my God. How am I going to get to that?
Well, we'll see how this goes, Ben, but that seems like a challenge, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
What number are you getting to?
106.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, you've got the time that it takes us to get through a Steve song to get sporting records up to the number 106. Welcome back to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester. It's the Shindig Breakfast Show with Ben and Marv and, of course, Steve. Hello to Pete as well. Right, so you left us while Ben had the duration of Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel to think about how to get to 106 using sporting numbers, let's say.
Yes.
And Ben, now before we get into the maths of it all, let's go through your list. How are we going to get to 106? We'll look at whether it's true in a minute.
Okay. I've not done the maths to add it up to.
I'm going to do it as we go.
Okay.
So what are you going to use?
So we'll start off with Rugby League, Super League clubs.
Rugby League, Super League clubs. And you said?
12.
12 in total.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Then followed up with Championship Rugby League clubs.
Championship Rugby League clubs, yeah.
Which I think is also 12.
You're going to say that's 12 as well?
I think it is 12 as
well. All right, that takes you to 24, mate.
Yeah. Then Rugby League, League One, that's 15.
Rugby League, League One, that's 15.
Yeah.
All right, that takes you up to, what did I say before, 24. You're now at 29, 39, mate.
39. At which point, I then for FC United League titles.
FC United League titles, here we go. How many?
Three.
Three of those?
Yeah.
Okay. That takes you up to 42.
Grand Slam Tennis.
Grand Slam Tennis, yeah.
Events, four.
Four of those?
Yeah.
What do you mean Grand Slam Tennis?
Well, there's four Grand Slams.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Tennis. Yeah, okay. That takes you up to 46. Still a long way to go, mate.
Yeah. Premier League clubs.
Premier League clubs, yeah.
20.
20 of those. That takes you up to 66.
Evo Stick Northern Premier League clubs.
Evo Stick Northern Premier League, yeah.
And that's Premier Division.
Yeah.
24.
24 of those. That takes you up to 90.
Oh, God, how am I going to get to 106?
Well, you've got 26 to go.
26?
Sorry, no, you've got 16 to go.
16? Oh, blimey. How am I going to get 16? Okay, things that are 16. Oh, I didn't think this through. Okay, right.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is where it starts happening.
Right, so if I could get it to 16. Oh, do I risk it? Oh, I'm not going to risk it. Okay. Major golf tournaments, 4.
Major golf tournaments, 4 of those. I mean, this is tricky. Major tournaments.
They're called majors. That's
oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Sorry, yeah. Okay, fine. 94, yeah.
94.
12 to go, mate.
Okay. Now, can I do this out loud?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay. Canadian NHL teams.
Canadian NHL teams, yes. I knew there'd be length in this. How many?
Right, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Ottawa.
Right.
Toronto.
Right.
Montreal.
Okay.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Edmonton.
Yeah.
Calgary.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Right. That's 7.
Right.
You're going to say 7 of those? I love this. That takes you up to 103.
Oh, really?
No, okay. Sorry, 101, sorry.
Oh, the blank.
101, so you got 5. Things that are 5, Ben.
Things that are 5. I could go Bret Hart's WWF World Championships.
Do you want to go with that?
No, because I'm sure he got to 5.
That's a good one to include. I'm for that one, Ben.
No, I better not.
All right.
I better not. Okay, 5. Oh, what's 5, Marv? Give me a sport. I've done ice hockey.
How about snooker?
No. Okay. Number of stadiums.
Yeah.
Manchester City. I've played at as Manchester. No, that's too risky. Because that could be 3.
Wow. Let's go with Bret Hart.
Bret Hart's WWF. World Championship number, WWF.
WWF. World Championships.
Yeah, and that should be 5.
It's 5.
Yeah.
And that'll take you up to the magic number of 106. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to play a song, and we're going to look all that up, and we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to play a little bit of C6 Steve to take us through while we figure this out. I'm going to be back with the end of the show and, of course, the media review. Let's get into this. C6 Steve started out with nothing.
Something about guitars.
That's what it's called, yeah. Yeah, I'm just playing my guitar. Right, well, you left us going away frantically to research whether Ben had correctly got to 106 or not. Let's take it through the details. Rugby League, Super League clubs, Ben. You said 12.
Yes.
There are 12 Championship Rugby League clubs. You said
12.
And there are 12, Ben. Rugby League. What was this? I've written it down. I've just written Rugby League League. What did that mean?
League One.
League One. Oh, I have put the number one. That's why it's confusing. You said?
15.
There are 15, Ben. So you successfully got to 39 so far. Well done. FC United League titles, you said?
3.
And there are 3. Well done. 42. Grand Slam tennis?
4.
And those are?
The US Open.
Right.
The French Open.
Uh-huh.
The Australian Open.
Uh-huh.
Wimbledon.
There you go. There's your 4, Ben. Premier League clubs, you said?
20.
Then there are 20. Of course there is. Evo Stick non-Premier League clubs, you said?
Northern Premier League, Premier Division.
Sorry,
clubs.
Yeah.
24.
24, and you were correct with that, of course. Major golf tournaments, Ben, you said?
4.
4, Ben, they are?
The US Masters.
Yeah.
The US Open.
Yeah.
The PGA.
Yeah.
And the British Open.
I'll give you it, Ben. I'll give you all 4 of those. That's correct. Canadian NHL teams, Ben. This is when it started getting a bit tricky for you. You decided to name them.
Yeah.
We figured out last week, Ben, that naming things is a risk. Listing things is a risk because you always forget one of them.
I never gave you the names, though, the full names.
You didn't.
I could give you the full
names. Let's do it now. Why not? Go on.
Okay.
Let's impress people with it.
The Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
The Ottawa Senators.
Right. Who watches hockey?
Sorry.
You're from Manchester.
Is it the Toronto?
Titans?
Maple Leafs.
Tigers?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Syrup?
Winnipeg Jets?
Benny and the Jets.
Edmonton Oilers, the Calgary Flames, and the Vancouver Canucks.
And Ben was correct to say 7, which left him on 101. Just 5 points off the magic 106 number. And he said, Bret Hart, WWF Marv, none of the others, WWF World Championship titles. Because I think that's 5, Marv. And Ben, this took me quite a while to find out. Did quite a lot of reading in a very short amount of time about Bret Hart. Then figured out at the bottom of the page is a big list, of course. Ben, I can tell you that he won the WCW World Heavyweight title twice.
WWF.
Yeah. He won the WCW United States Heavyweight Championship 4 times, Ben. He won the WWF Team Tag Team Championship, Ben.
With the Hart Foundation.
2 times. That happened twice. The WWF World Heavyweight Championship, Ben. 5 times. Congratulations.
Yeah,
you are correct. You got to 106. That is an amazing answer. Ladies and gentlemen playing along at home, I doubt you'll have listed the same ones that Ben did, but I hope you got to 106 as well, and I hope you enjoyed the quiz.
Just to say, I don't watch wrestling anymore.
Right. Will that make it into the podcast, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will.
It was long and complicated, but I've been trying to think for a while about a long and needlessly complicated quiz, and I feel like that met the brief absolutely right on the money.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
That's right, this is the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio.
Did you have an eye dent?
Radio for, yeah, what?
Was that an eye dent?
I thought I'd just make it like a flossy show.
Oh.
You know, just
and I ruined it. Sorry.
Hey, what's that? Yeah. So we've got a few minutes left of the show. Let's dip into the media and politics of the week. So just to summarise what's happened in politics, if I can, if I'm right. And you know more about this stuff.
Yeah.
So let me have a go at summarising it. Because I was trying to put this in a way that people would be able to understand it. And I feel like what Theresa May was trying to achieve was basically like
what,
she's the
what
boss.
What are talking about now? Poppies or Brexit?
Brexit. Sorry, yeah. Okay. What she was trying to... as we discussed, Theresa May's actions with poppies was purely distraction methods. There was nothing more to it. But no, with Brexit, I feel like what she was trying to achieve was like she's the managing director of a company. She's the CEO of an organization. And she's going to try and... she has to do something, you know, something big. That change has to happen. But all the details of the change, all the finer details, which are the really kind of important parts, she's never going to show any of the kind of staff or other directors on the board and all that kind of stuff. She's going to keep all that detail to herself and talk about to the other companies about it. But the organization that you're a part of, you've got no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Now what's happened is that a legal case has said, unfortunately, Theresa, your board of directors, they do get a vote.
And your shareholders do as well.
And your shareholders get a vote as well because, you know, it's kind of illegal to do what you're trying to do. And then Theresa May said, well, I think you're wrong. I think I'm going to take this to the appeals court. I mean, I don't want to get to this analogy too far, but just... It's the story that keeps giving, Ben. It's the Christmas gift that won't go away. It's last year's little golden retriever puppy that you've not loved all year because it looks at you like it knows you're lonely. And that's why you've got it from your friend Ben, right? But
you're welcome, Mav.
He's in a box. He resents me. But my colleague read it out. We're in the office and I was just dumbstruck. I genuinely didn't think that was going to happen.
A better analogy is to say that, you know, you've spent the last 25 years or so, 25 years, campaigning so that your parliament from your country that you love has sovereignty, that it can control its own borders, it can control the laws it makes without a supranational body getting involved. That's what you've always wanted.
Oh, yeah. It's the dream.
And then what happens
Steve's
is...
Steve's dream.
The judiciary say, there you go, there's your sovereign parliament. And then you go, oh, I didn't mean now.
Not now. Hang on.
Whoa.
Let's all take it easy.
If you carry on like this, I'm going to have to take it to the European court. Oh, no.
Before we go any further, let's quickly find out what Nigel Farage has to say about the entire situation. Go and have a chat with Nigel, see what he thinks. We all know what he thinks. I mean, we are in a mess, and it's also kind of exciting. I watched the BBC analysis about it last night, and they were basically saying, so what's going to happen next? And the reporter went, it could be anything. Like, a griffin could appear out of Big Ben and declare war on Belgium, and we'd all go, huh, fair enough. That seems about right. You know, it's just crackers. Because they're kind of speculating now about whether there's going to be a general election. And when you hear that, you go, well, obviously, no, Theresa May's not going to call a general election. And they break down about how that could possibly happen. You go, oh, actually, that's very possible, because she might be left with no choice but to go, I'm going to have to run an election, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to get any kind of control over the situation. Good grief.
And at the same time, you've got the Daily Mail there printing really, really bad stuff. Like, what are you doing? Have you gone bonkers?
I mean, it is
proper
fully,
bad.
Fully bad.
Proper crazy. Yeah. Crackers stuff.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Please, please.
And
please
as for you lot out there, just be kind.
I was just trying to find today's...
The other thing is, with all this...
What is the headline on today's Daily Mail? I've seen them all.
Enemy of the People.
Enemy of the people, is that
Yeah,
one?
Because, you know, we want judiciary to be in the back pocket of populism, because that's how good laws work.
Yeah. Everyone just take a step back for a second. Just have a quick think about what's happening. Because...
Stop.
Just stop. Just everyone stop. So, I mean, that pretty much sums up the political scene at the moment.
Oh, it's crazy.
Everyone stop.
Well,
that has been the Shindig Breakfast Show for yet another week. Yet another highly involved politics talk. Oh, Ben, we haven't done football talk. Football talk for the weekend, because I thought, you know, we're a football show, so let's do some football talk. What do you think of... did you like Peter Beardsley as a player?
No.
Who would you say your favourite all-time Geordie player is?
Chris Waddle.
Solid answer, yeah. Fine. Not a great commentator slash...
No, definitely not.
More football talk. Danny Murphy, did you prefer him as a player or a pundit?
I preferred it when I didn't know who he was.
Okay, fair enough. Same question about Alan Shearer.
Pundit.
It's quite solid. It's quite solid as a pundit. Final bit of football talk, Ben, for you. Danny Ings, discuss.
Isn't that an insurance company? Ings.
Ings is, yes. But yeah. Not. I'm talking
Who's
about...
Danny Ings?
Danny Ings, the striker.
Who's he play for?
Plays for Burnley, I believe.
Oh. Northern?
And England. He's played for England as well.
Does he like pies?
Yeah, let's bring the show to a close.
Just to say,
yeah.
Newsnight did something brilliantly this week.
What happened?
There's a Tory MP who's going around saying the BBC should start playing the national anthem. He should be proud of being British and the new future we've got, and they should play God Save the Queen at midnight every night on BBC One. So the BBC Newsnight team went around and went, okay, that MP, you're quite right, we should play God Save the Queen. Good night. Sex Pistols came on. Brilliant.
Well done.
Well done.
Fair play. Do you think they'll get complaint letters about that?
I think everyone held their hands up and went, oh, fair play, that's quite witty.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. So that's been the Shindig Breakfast Show. Good luck to FC this afternoon in El Clasico.
Winwood.
Steve, this show has been for you, mate. Get well soon. This has been the SSSS, the special Steve Shindig show.
Boom.
Absolutely nailed it. Gonna finish on another Steve. I finished early just so we can get this in. It's the Steve Miller Band. It's so funny, that intro, isn't it? Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'll see you next time. All right, yeah, it's been Shindig, hasn't it? Abracadabra. What? On the Shindig? Yes, because it's the SSSS. It's the special Shindig Steve show, isn't it? Yeah. Happy birthday. I mean, get well soon, Steve. I heat up. I can't.